Podcast and I'm Prince Peep. Chapter 1. Who is coming? The wealthy wishes for building something big. This is the most fun project we've ever done, said Aston. Yes, agreed Willa. We'd better hurry up and finish before Mr. Louis brings her. When do you think she'll arrive? Asked Camille. Sooner than soon, said Emerson, I hope. Look, said Kendall, pointing. Here she comes. Here's your chicken, said Mr. Louis. His farm was next to Aunt Miranda's garden, where the Wealthy Witchers played Mr. Louis held up a crate that had a plucky-clucky red and white hen inside. Thank you, Mr. Louis, said all the Wealthy Witchers. Her name is Queen Ruby, said Mr. Louis, because she has that red comb on her head that looks like a crown, said Willa, who loved birds of all kinds. That's right, said Mr. Louis, smiling at Willa. Welcome, Queen Ruby, said Ashton. She curtsied as if the hen were a real queen. We've never had a queen in our garden before. Queen Ruby tilted her head and blinked her bright black eyes as if to say thank you. I'm glad to be here. Oh, I love Queen Ruby, gushed Emerson. She's wonderful. Kendall said, Look, Queen Ruby, we built you a chicken coop. I decorated your feeder with flowers, Your Majesty. Said Ashton. I made you a nest, said Willa. I hope you like it. Did you see the weather vane on top of your coop? Camille asked Queen Ruby. I made this apron, said Emerson. It has two eggs and a little chick. She twirled to show her apron to Queen Ruby. Gently, Mr. Louis placed Queen Ruby on top of her nest. Then he said to the girls, You've thought of everything that Queen might need, and you've made a real nice home for her. I'm sure as sunshine that she'll be happy here. Queen Ruby ruffled her feathers, wiggled her bottom, and sat up straight on her nest. She looked as pleased and proud as a queen on a throne. Keep a close eye on Queen Ruby, girls, said Mr. Louis. She might lay eggs. If she does, she has to stay on her nest and keep the eggs warm for 3 weeks. Only then can the eggs hatch. So that you'll have baby chicks, the Wealthy Witchers shouted. That's right, nodded Mr. Louis. Peeping, cheeping baby chicks. He handed the girls a book about chickens. If you have any questions, look in this book. Thank you, Mr. Louis, said the girls. We'll take good care of Queen Ruby. We promise, they waved as he drove away, calling out, Thank you, we love Queen Ruby. Thank you for bringing her to us. The Woolly Wishers gathered around the chicken coop to admire Queen Ruby. Emerson sang a song she made up to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. She danced for Queen Ruby as she sang, Good Queen Ruby, feel at home. Fluff your feathers, wave your comb. Eat your feet and stretch your legs. Soon we hope you'll lay some eggs. Good Queen Ruby, we love you, and we'll love your babies too. The next day, when the girls went to take care of Queen Ruby, they found an egg! Breathed Camille. Ooh! Sighed all the girls in awe. Good job, Your Majesty, said Aslan to the hen. Queen Ruby blinked and lifted her beak in a queenly manner. Don't forget to go back to your nest and sit on your egg, Willa said. Otherwise, it won't hatch. When the girls came to see Queen Ruby the next day, there was another egg in the nest. And the next day after that, there was another. Queen Ruby, you are a superstar. You deserve your crown. Queen Ruby ruffled her feathers. Plop, puck, puck. She clucked as if to say, well, of course. Remember what Mr. Louie told us? Cautioned Willa. We have to take good care of Queen Ruby so that she can take good care of her egg. She must keep them warm until they hatch. We'll give Queen Ruby royal treatment, said Aslan. Willa made sure that Queen Ruby always had straw for her nest. Aslan made sure that Queen Ruby always had water to drink. Camille made sure that Queen Ruby always had chicken feed to eat. Kendall made sure that Queen Ruby always had a nice clean coop. Emerson made sure that Queen Ruby always had entertainment. She danced and sang to the tune, A Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Said Queen Ruby, be our guest.